Five species of sea turtles are found in the Gulf of Mexico, three of which are known to nest on Pensacola Beach: the loggerhead, the green turtle, and the Kemp's Ridley. Of those, the loggerhead is most common.
Historic nesting data on Pensacola Beach shows that we get a fairly uniform nesting density across the beach. And the only time we typically will shift any nests is directly on Casino Beach by the pier. Those nests will relocate to a little less densely used area.
Tim Day, Escambia County's environmental programs manager, says they work to create an environment where contact between humans and turtles is kept as minimal as possible.
One of the benefits of the Leave No Trace concepts that we've implemented is folks are more than welcome to utilize everything during the daytime, but at nighttime we pick everything up, give it back to nature, and let nature take its course.
Sometimes traveling great distances, sea turtles return to the beach of their hatching to lay their eggs. Last year, there was a bumper crop of turtle eggs from three dozen nests, resulting in about 2,600 hatchlings that entered the Gulf.
Somewhere between 80 and 120 eggs per clutch. They'll come up sometime in the evening as it becomes dark, minimize impacts from predators, and dig a hole that's between 2 feet and 30 inches deep and deposit their eggs and return to the Gulf of Mexico.
Beginning May 1st, we will patrol four sections of beach simultaneously every morning at dawn all the way to almost the end of September.
Mark Nichols at Gulf Islands National Seashore is the sea turtle permit holder for the State Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission, which handles all sea turtle nesting. The permit allows him to conduct various operations with both paid staff and volunteers.
We typically locate the eggs and then mark that area off to kind of secure it, protect it from the public. There is a data sheet that the volunteers fill in, and then we can tell what species it actually was by how the crawl looks. You know, a green turtle crawls differently than a loggerhead.
About 60 days after nesting, the eggs begin to hatch, and the baby turtles will key in on the brightest horizon. Before there was artificial lighting, that would have been over the Gulf of Mexico.
We've kind of reversed that, so now inland has the brighter horizon. So frequently, the turtles, when they emerge, will travel the wrong way. Unless it's a very clear sky with about a three-quarter to full moon showing.
Just after hatching, the baby turtles face the most dangerous period of their lives. Gulls, crabs, and other predators attack and feed on them. And only about 1% will live to lay their own eggs. Those who do live to adulthood have very few natural enemies because of their size.
It's amazing how much of a glow comes from all the various lights out in Pensacola and Gulf Breeze and Navarre and Perdido Key and all points in between.
To lessen the danger of artificial lighting, residents and businesses can take advantage of turtle-friendly devices recommended by Fish and Wildlife.
What they're going with now is an LED light, amber in color. It's a light that directs light to the ground where it's needed rather than out to the sides and up, so we don't get that sky glow.
Sea turtles also face many other hazards on local beaches. Boat impacts, plastic in the water and on the beach, deep holes dug during the day, along with chairs and umbrellas that block their paths. And as if that's not enough, there are poachers seeking their eggs. Tim Day with Escambia County has some advice when you approach a nest: stay away. And he's backed by some extra incentive courtesy of Florida and federal law.
It can be anything from up to $250,000 fine and up to 6 months in jail. So please leave them alone.
More information on sea turtle nesting is available at myfwc.com and defenders.org. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.